and I, we are victorious. And the reason that we are victorious is because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he has come through for you and I. Let's begin to thank him in the house. Beloved, let's thank this God. This God who is so good. This God who is caring. This God who is loving. Father, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for all things. We lift up our voice. We lift up our hearts. We lift up our hands. We lift up our whole being unto you in adoration to you, O Lord. Lord, receive our thanks. Receive our praises. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. That amen is called. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the King of Kings. Shall we have our seats? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jehovah, we praise you. And Jehovah, we magnify you. Praise the name of the Lord. It's nice to be in the presence of the Lord again this day. It is a day that he has made for you and I, for us to rejoice and for us to be glad in him. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody say, I will be glad in him. I will be glad in my maker. Praise the name of the Lord. Quickly, we're going to take our text and we're going to read two portions in the Bible. First one is from Joel chapter 2, verses 15 to 26. And then we'll read Jeremiah 30 and verse 19. Praise the Lord. The first one, I repeat, is Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verses 15 to 26. And the second scripture is Jeremiah 30 and 19. And if we are there with me, let's rise as we read the word of God together in harmony. Let's rise to our feet as we read the word of God. Joel chapter 2. And we're reading from verse 15 to 26. Beloved, are you there? A lot of people are still sitting down. Joel chapter 2. And Jeremiah. They are two brother J's. Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet quickly. If you're not there, share with your neighbor. As we begin to read, one, two, go. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yet the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, but I will remove far off from you the northern army and will drive him into a land barren and desolate with his face toward the east sea and his hinder part toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up and his ill savor shall come up because he had done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree heareth they have fruit, and fig tree, and the wine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Amen. Then we are reading Jeremiah 30 and 19. Are we there? Want to go? And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them. They shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. My Father, we thank you. Thank you for this time that you have given us this word in Conqueror's Chapel. Father, we are so grateful. We worship you above all things. Thank you, O Lord, because we know your word shall come forth. It shall come true. Your word is true, and it will come true for us in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you again for this word. Let's have a seat. He's a good God. Beloved, his word is to be praised. Amen. And I titled this message, It Will End in Praise. Amen. Somebody say, it will end in praise. Turn to your neighbor and say, it will end in praise. That is the word that God has given to us today. No matter what it is, no matter from the beginning of the Bible, Genesis, into Revelation, everything that we see, God has orchestrated everything. God has arranged everything in Bible so that what? It will end in praise. And if you look again at that scripture that we read in Joel, you see the children of God, they went through so many issues. So many things happened in their lives. But at the end of the day, what was God saying to them? Fear not. He says, fear not, be glad and rejoice. Fear not, be glad and rejoice. That was God's word for them. That was what God had to say to them. He says, fear not. So many things, they went through so many things. If you look at their history in scriptures, they went through trials, they went through persecutions, they went through great troubles. Praise the name of the Lord. For over 400 years, the people of God were where? They were in bondage. They were dealt with mercilessly by their enemies. Praise the name of the Lord. Pharaohs and all of them dealt with them in a manner that he said wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? And these are the people that God had boasted about and has called, these are my chosen ones. These are my elect. And people are saying, where is their God? They are going through bondage. They are going through slavery. Where is their God? Beloved, we've done January, February, March, April, May, June, July. We're in August. And I know that people will be saying, where is your God? Where is their God? Where is this God that they boast about? Where is this God that they talk about? Where is this God that they go every Sunday to worship? The same thing was said to the children of Israel. The blessed of the Lord, the anointed of the Lord, the one that God said, these are the apple of my eye. Where is your God? Beloved, it will end in praise. No matter what that situation is, it will end in praises. If you are a child of God, believe it today, that situation, it will show your God as a mighty God. Praise the name of the Lord. The bigger the problem is to show the bigness of your God, beloved. Not that big problem, it will show God at the end of the day as a mighty God, as a big God. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything in scripture, if you look at your scriptures in Psalm 150, it says, let all things that had breath praise the Lord. As long as you still have breath, it is so that you can praise the Lord. The testimony at the end of the day is so that you can praise the Lord. And beloved, let me tell you that scripture will be fulfilled in all our lives in the name of Jesus. That we will stand before the congregation like some people stood today, and you will say, so thing happened, but today I praise my God. Praise the name of the Lord. And people will come out to rejoice with us in the name of Jesus. Verse 21 of that Joel 2 says, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice. Beloved, God is saying to CCI this day, fear not, O CCI, be glad and rejoice. In the name of Jesus, be glad and rejoice. Whether you have, you don't have, be glad and rejoice. You have food, you don't have, be glad and rejoice. If you don't even have that food, God is teaching you how to fast. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember when we were in university And then, you know, as student, you say, the plan is 001. Some people say 010. Praise the name of the Lord. Is that not so? You will keep your pocket money so much. You had pocket money to spend, but you decided to do 011 or 001. What was that? Don't eat in the morning. Don't eat in the afternoon and in the evening. You now settle yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. But then if you are forced into a situation where all you have is that 001, Bible is still saying, be glad. If you know God, it says, those that know their God, they shall be strong and they will do exploits. You know that God is leading you somewhere. It's so that it will end in praises. Everybody's story in this Bible, everyone went through their own trials. Everybody. Is it Abraham that didn't go through? Is it Moses that didn't go through? They dealt with him in Egypt. He ran for his life. If people want to kill you, you will run away. He ran. He went on exile. You know what it is to leave your own country, to leave your own people, because they are looking for you to kill you. And it was a real threat because they had seen what he did. So he had to leave. That was his own trial, his own troubles. He had to run away. Praise the name of the Lord. They searched for him all over. They couldn't find him. God kept him. He ran away. Praise the name of the Lord. It will end in praise. And we see that what happened, Abraham, Moses, all those people that we read about, it ended in praises because they stood with God. They believed God. They believed every word that God said to them. No doubt, following God faithfully. If God said move to the right, they moved. If he said go forward, they went forward. If he said wait, just wait. There's something I'm about to do. Wait. They waited. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember also that God is the author and the finisher. God is the one who has written everybody's story. Praise the name of the Lord. Everybody has a script. If you are part of those who act plays and all that, you know that there's a script. Before those actors come to act, there's a script that has been written. There's a role that is given to everybody. Then they say, act it like this. Act it this way. Act it this way. That is what the author does. And Bible tells us that God is the author and is the finisher of our lives, of our faith. He has written everybody's story. From Genesis to Revelation, he knows the end. It's God who knows what they say and call epilogue, the conclusion. No man knows it. The enemy doesn't know it. It's God Almighty that knows it, because he's the writer. We are just actors. So that is why when we partner with God, he says, go this way. My better move. Praise the name of the Lord. Or else you'll be acting another script. You're not acting the script that he has written for you. He's the author and he's the finisher and he knows the end. He knows the conclusion. Praise the name of the Lord. He knows the conclusion. So in those dark hours and in those trying times, what does Bible tell us? In Psalm 30 and verse 50, Bible says something to us. It says that weeping may endure. You know, you go through those issues. You go through and you go through. He's going through. Mark those words. He said you are going through. Praise the name of the Lord. You are not going to remain there. You are not going to be stationary. But you are going to go through. You are going through a time. Your time of waiting is going through. And you will go through it and get to the other end in the name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 30 and verse 5 says, in the B part, that weeping may endure for a night, but what? Joy cometh in the morning. It says joy. Every morning that you wake up is joy. That jewel that we read, it said be glad and rejoice. Be glad and rejoice. So when you wake up, even though you wept in the night, but in the morning is a time to rejoice. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a time to praise God. It's a time to remember that God has said, fear not. Fear not. Whatever it is, do not put that fear. Don't even consider it. Don't even give it space in your life. Because fear has torment. All it has is just to torment.
But what God wants us to rejoice. I can't pay my house rent. God says you are going through and you will pay your house rent in the name of Jesus. I'm not employed. I'm looking for work. God is saying you will have the best job. You will have so much money. He will open the windows and the rooms and of heaven that pour down. You will not have enough room to store it. Praise the name of the Lord. Like mommy was teaching us, she said that you will be spending money that is not in your account. Praise the name of the Lord. You will be buying things that you do not even have the resources to buy, because the Lord will make a way to provide those things for you and I. Praise the name of the Lord. So they usually say that the darkest hour comes before dawn. Weeping endures just for a moment, but joy everlasting comes in the morning. Praise the name of the Lord. And then Matthew 13:13 says something also so profound to us. That is, he that shall endure. You know, in this race, like we heard the other time, our race with God is an endurance race, or an endurance period. It's a time that you need to endure. Yes, the things are not palatable, but he say endure. Praise the name of the Lord. Endure. Endure it. Ah, I need a car. I wish I had a car. I will not be staying at the bus stop. They splash mud on me. The rain will beat me. He says, endure. Those who have cars now, they also did that. So I remember the times and the period when I didn't have. But then I cast my mind back and I count it all joy. Now I just smile and say, ah. In fact, sometimes I now wish, how I wish I would just park this car and walk. Now you have the car, you want to walk. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That I just want to walk. I have a friend who lives abroad now. When she comes to Nigeria, you will not believe what she wants to do. She wants to enter Molue. You will not believe it. I said, why? She said she just loves it. She just loves the what goes on. People selling markets, people fighting. You know that whole scene. But thank God that the government is eradicating that Molue. She said she just loves it. The music, you know, where she is now, she doesn't find those kind of scene. She's like, that kind of scene, you won't see. Everybody sit down, mind your business. Plug what you put in your ears, those children. That is what you see. Nobody is talking to anybody. Some will see them, they are just reading newspaper. You know, it's so stiff. They don't even notice what is going on with the next person. So when she comes, she said, I want to enter Molue. But I wonder if whether she comes. I don't know if they're still Molue. She said, it's even me that I'm here. I don't want to enter that Molue. But you are coming from where you live. Praise the name of the Lord. So those things, he says, endure. Matthew 13:13 says, therefore, are we in the right Matthew? Praise the name of the Lord. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing hear not, neither do they understand. Praise the name of the Lord. We will understand all things in the name of Jesus. All that he is speaking to us, we will understand in the mighty name of Jesus. But scripture also says to us that we should endure. He says, those who endure are those who are saved. Praise the name of the Lord. But he that shall endure unto the end. So there's a waiting unto the end that is required of the children of God. Those who terminate the process, he says they don't get to the end, then they don't receive that salvation. There's something that God has purposed and kept for those who endure till the end. So that is the spirit of not giving up. Praise the name of the Lord. Spirit of not giving up. You've endured January, February, March, April, May, June, July. God said it's a new beginning. Leave all those ones behind. Leave those things. Forget. Forget those things. Forget. Like people say to the other, forget it. Really, forget it. Leave it. Look forward, face and focus This is a, it says new beginning. It's a time to start afresh. It's a time to start anew. It's a time to, he says, those who endure hardness as good soldiers, they are the ones that are the are soldiers of Jesus Christ. We are in a military regime, praise the name of the Lord, with Christ, I'm not talking about now, praise the name of the Lord. So you are a soldier that you endure. If you see what those soldiers go through, it's a real endurance test for them. Their life, the way they live, they teach them to be hard. They make them go through hardship. Not that the government can't provide. If you know the kind of resources that government has for all those that are in the military, not only in Nigeria, abroad, they have resources for them. For life, they take care of them. Praise the name of the Lord. But then, at the beginning, they teach them those things. They teach them those things to make them strong. And we are soldiers of Jesus Christ, and we also must be strong. Praise the name of the Lord. And we look at the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. He ended in praises. Praise the name of the Lord. He went through. He went through and he went through it. Praise the name of the Lord. He came out strong. And we said we've looked at Abraham. We looked at Moses. And we look at also the life of Joseph. Classical example of a life that ended in praises. Praise the name of the Lord. He ended in praises. And we also talked about the children of Israel. Despite their hardship and all that they went through, it was praises at the end of the day. From that time up till now, we still say praise the Lord because of the things that the Lord did in the life of this people, a set of people. And then 2 Kings 7 and verse 8. 2 Kings 7 verse 8 is a story in the Bible about the lepers, four lepers. Four lepers, and we know that story, but we just quickly read, we will not read all of their story, but we read just 7 and 8 and see what they said and what the Lord is saying to us even through that. And when these lepers came to the utmost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried thence silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it. Praise the name of the Lord. We know the story of these four and we know what they went through. We know the Bibles label them as lepers, outcasts. They are people who society didn't reckon with. They didn't mix with people. They were out on their own, kept somewhere. But here they were now, starving, almost dying. And what did they do? They said, look, our life must end in praise. Praise the name of the Lord. And they took their own destiny. They refused to stay in that place because they considered some things. And what did they consider? They said, if we stay in this place, we will die. If we go inside, we will die. We might as well go inside. Let's attempt it. At the end of the day, this is not the same results. So they took up and they went. They took the risk. And they ventured into that city. And look at what they came up with. They said, they entered one tent. They saw gold. They saw silver. They took all those things. They went to hide it. They went again. And that is how they went and gathered up all those goodies for themselves. Praise the name of the Lord. Just because they ventured out, they took a risk. They took a risk to enter into the city where they had been forbidden to enter. Praise the name of the Lord. Are there things that we've been forbidden for 7 months? They said, this one, you can't do this thing. You can't get this thing. Beloved, it's time to take that risk. It is a new beginning. It's time to venture out. And say, they've been telling me this thing, I can't do it. This thing, I mustn't do it. I want to try it. They refused to remain where they were. They defied every law. Even though they had challenges and difficulties,
But still, they risked being killed. They took that risk. And we find in also so many places in the Bible where those that we read about today, they've taken risks. They risked their life that, look, this thing, there's a possibility that if I'm caught, the outcome will not be palatable. But still, we saw that it ended in praises. They had two things to think about. There were two. Is look, we may fail. The other part was we may succeed. Praise the name of the Lord. But they decided to take the one of we may succeed. What if we succeed? What if they don't kill us? What if they decide to have mercy on us? Praise the name of the Lord. And that is the kind of mindset we should begin to have in this new beginning. What if God decides to make our lives succeed? Don't stay where you are and say that, what if I fail? You should cancel that, what if I fail? Get up and begin to say, what if I succeed? What if I'm going to make it? What if this person that I'm so afraid of is going to be the one to help me? What if that door that I haven't entered is the door that will lead to my victory, that will lead to my success? I need to enter this door. I must not be timid. I must not be afraid. Praise the name of the Lord. And it all also involves in partnering with God. We looked at a scripture at the anointing service, 1 John 2:27, that God will teach you all things. When you partner with God, you stay with God, you begin to see things that other people don't see. You know things that other people don't know. Because you have a partner who will come and reveal it to you. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 John 2:27. 1 John 2:27. Which says that. But you have received the Holy Spirit and he lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. You need it is the Spirit that teaches you all things. And what he teaches is true. It is not a lie. So continue in what he has taught you and continue to live with Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Continue to live with Christ. Continue to partner with Christ. Do not give up. He will teach you all things. When you sit down and you meditate, you read scriptures, God begins to download the things that you need to know. He begins to tell you that, look, this is it. This is the secret. This is the method. This is the what you need. It begins to show you. Other people will not see those things, but you will just be getting all the information and insights. You'll be meeting the correct people, and it will look as if, what is that person using? What you are using is the Holy Spirit. What you are using is the anointing of God that has come upon your life. The new anointing. Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, I just want to, at this point, to encourage every one of us. Every month we have that anointing service. Make yourself available to receive new oil, to receive new anointing. So that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you begin to do all things in Christ, he begins to teach you all those things. Nothing is difficult for God. We have all acknowledged that. He's the one that will show you and will teach you what every other person is blind to. Praise the name of the Lord. God will, in his own way, just close their eyes. Or distract them. They don't see those things that are reserved for the children of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember that in Genesis 26 and verse 2, what happened? There was famine in the land. And Bible records that then Isaac sowed. It was in that time of famine that he sowed. Then Isaac sowed in that land. And what happened? He received in the same year. In a year of famine, he received 100-fold. There must have been something that was working for him. Praise the name of the Lord. He was God Almighty that was working on his behalf. In a time of famine, things don't grow. Things don't make it. It's drought everywhere. There's dryness everywhere. But this servant of God, he says, and in that year, he received in the same year 100-fold. Beloved, it will end in praises. It will end in praises. August is a new beginning, a new dawn. We cannot continue to be
how we were from January, from last year, from 2 years ago. There are many people who had determined, I want to do this. By vision, I laid my vision. I want to do this. My goals, I want to do this. I want to achieve this. You have a target, but you are still at the point of that target, where you wrote it or where you were thinking about it. Praise the name of the Lord. Is that so? Praise the name of the Lord. So many things. You wake up with at the beginning of a new year and the beginning of a new season like we are now. I must get this thing. I must do this. But then that is where it ends. No. This is the time to rise, to get up and begin to do all that you need to do. As God teaches you, as you partner with God, God, show me these things. 1 John 2:27, God, show me, teach me these things. I do not have the blueprint. I want to know how it is done. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to talk to ourselves. We need to get up and go. You know, sometimes it's as if we, really, is that spirit called procrastination? You keep deferring it. You keep postponing it. Today, and I wanted to go, but today, hey, I'm feeling sleepy. I want to sleep a bit. No, don't sleep. It's that time that you're saying, I want to sleep a bit. Get up, because that spirit is weighing you down. No, you've written it. God, at the point that God put that thought in your heart, no, God had begun to arrange things to make it possible. Praise the name of the Lord. To make it possible that this person will be here at this time, this person will be in this office at this time, this person is the person that will help you, I've sent him ahead of you, go and meet this person. All those plans, the way that he would orchestrate it, and it will begin to arrange everything just for you. So if you don't move with God, what is going to happen? That it means that resource and the arrangement and everything is just going to be there. Praise the name of the Lord. It's just going to be there. If you don't make available or take the opportunities that have been given to you, God will not just drop a thought in your heart. Look, if you're a child of God, know that it is God that is speaking to you. That this thing, get up, arise now. This is time. Go and do this thing. Begin to work on the plan. Begin to do this and begin to do that, so that it is your year of rising. Praise the name of the Lord. But God has said it's your year of rising and you're still sitting down. God is not going to jump up and begin to pull you. No, you have to get up and go. Praise the name of the Lord. So all the postponement, delaying by ourselves, deferring, putting off, adjourning. No, it is time to take action. It is time to do what? It is time to take action. To take action, go back to the drawing board. Go back to your vision board. Go back to your charts. Remember that Pastor made every one of us to draw up our charts? I still have my chart behind my door. I look at it every day and say, God, this thing, it will end in joy. It will end in praises. Praise the name of the Lord. You will bring it to pass. So we need to have that consciousness that God is going to bring all those things to pass for us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So wherever it is that we thought that we didn't succeed, go back to that place. If you are somebody who's written exams, don't give it up. Don't say, I've closed that chapter. No, God wants you to succeed. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants you to. I tell people, there's a particular exam that I wrote, and I was determined in my mind, I'm not going to let go. Some people let go. I know. I've had enough. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't want to mention how many times. Praise the Lord. But you don't give up. You don't give up. That's not the spirit. Thank God that it was an exam that did not have a bar. You know that there's some exam they say you can't go. After you have written it once, twice. No, but this one, if you have your money, go and do it again. And it was a good time. Praise the name of the Lord. It was a good time. More so that I wasn't paying for these exams in Naira. You pay in foreign currency. Then they will tell you that, just 1 point. One more mark. Praise the Lord. But thank God for the Spirit of God that will continue to encourage us So if there are things that you know that this thing, you need it. You are going to need it. You can't be an academician and say that I'm going to stop at the level of my first degree. No, you are going to go up to PhD. If you know that you want to be a lecturer in the universities, a lot of people will get to their thesis and say, at the point of thesis, and I've had enough. My supervisor is this, my supervisor is that. Whatever supervisor they give to you, work with that person. You wear the person out. I remember when I was in my LLM, and that's the lecturer said, this madam, you have come again. I've come. I can't waste my time and waste my money. So like every day, phone, email, anything, anywhere, just let's finish this thing, and let me go. Praise the name of please. So we don't give up. You do not give up until you succeed. You try and you try it again. You try it. Where did I go wrong? Okay, I didn't get this principle. Okay, I will get it. I'm now getting it. Praise the name of the Lord. It will end in praises. Hallelujah. So, if you need to reboot your system, that's what I wrote here. If you need to reboot your system, or you need to increase your gig, whatever it is, please, let's do it. You need space. Increase it. Buy whatever it is you need to buy. Search, reach out to whoever you need to reach out to. Psalm 24 and verse 16. We're going to break out and we're going to destroy that spirit of procrastination over our lives in the name of Jesus. All that God has given unto us, we shall receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So are we ready to reboot for this new beginning? Praise the Lord. Are we ready to reboot our systems? Are we ready to reconfigure our systems? Praise the name of the Lord. All those, in those days when we started to do computer, they'll say, what was it they used to say? Pentium 386. Pastor Ade is not here. Pastor Ade, are you here, Pastor Ade? 386. Then from 386, it went to 486. Then it went, I don't know what 6 is. It kept on increasing, kept on like that until now. I don't even know what they are using. Just give me a system. Let me use praise the name of the Lord. They keep upgrading and upgrading. So if you need to upgrade, please, my dear people of God, brothers and sisters, let us upgrade. Do whatever. On Friday, my HR was telling me that, madam, so you have 2 masters. I said, no, I don't have 2 masters. I have 3 masters. I only gave you 2. Her jaw almost fell to the floor. I said, I only gave you 2. So you only have 2 on your record. You only have 2 on your record. Praise the Lord. You know, I do not boast about it, but I just found it funny. What's the big deal? People now have PhDs. My colleagues that I started with, they're doing their PhDs. But me, I said, oh, no, please. Help me, God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a scripture which is... let's go to 1 Peter 5:10, which Elder Funke read today. Praise the name of the Lord. And which is just so profound to what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. It will end in praises. It will end in praises, beloved. It will end in praise. Just believe it. If you have not heard anything, just say that they said it will end in praises. That's all I heard. Yes, my life will end in praises. That is what the scripture is saying. 1 Peter 5:10. He said, after you have suffered a while, January, February, March, April, June, July, August. No, July. Now we are in August. I've not seen this thing. Just believe that it will end in praises. He says, continue to walk with God.
God who will teach you all things. The Lord who will show you all things. No matter where you are, he will show you all things. You know, at the night, was it the night vigil or the anointing service that was saying to them that, look, on the internet they showed us the story of a lady who is now a minister for education in Paris. But many years ago, she was just a farm girl looking after sheep. Looked very dirty in that picture. Then they now put the pictures beside. And you look at the two. A transformed life. An upgraded life. You know what it is to be a minister in a nation? And it was one time she was doing maybe chicken. When she wore one rubber slippers. Look very, you know, how they look. Those peasants. How they look. Now she's a minister. It has ended in praises. Praise the name of the Lord. The same thing happened to Joseph too. And all those characters that we mentioned. They didn't fight God. They didn't go and kill anybody. They were not involved in any criminal activity. Because if you go and do the other side, they will show you the way to the other side too. But that is not our portion in the name of Jesus. But they chose a life that, look, I will stay. There's something that God has ordered for his children. He's just taking you through those times. There are things that you are meant to learn in the time that looks hard, in the time of hardship, in the times of struggling. I also read about a man who is a billionaire today, but he started as a houseboy. His story is there. He's not ashamed to tell anybody. It has ended in praises for him. He can look back and tell you that, look, this, I was doing this thing. Yes. It's a life of dignity. I wasn't stealing. I wasn't a criminal. But that was what God meant for me to do at that particular time. And he did it. And today he can tell, I was serving this so-so-so. This person was my master. Yes. And that lady today, a minister of education, I looked at it. I respect such testimonies. There's also a lady today who is a judge of Lagos State in our own day. She started from age 15 as a typist in the ministry. As a typist. Some people say, I'm a typist. No, she walked her way, went to school, she's a very intelligent woman. Today she's a judge, a serving judge. I worked with her in my former office. Very brilliant woman. Why she started working so early, I do not know. But she didn't stay there. And today is praises. Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, I've just come to encourage everyone today that no matter what it is, no matter where you are, know that God has designed that your life will end in praises in the name of Jesus. That situation, you will look back and say, I thank God. I thank you, my God. I thank God Almighty. I thank you for this. I thank you for that. I thank you for that. It's a humble beginning. God, I thank you. You made me go through. And like we've been saying, I was going through. You are not stagnant, but you are going through. You are going through it. Praise the name of the Lord. You are going through the educational system of Nigeria, and then God will take you higher in the mighty name of Jesus. So we have ministers sitting here, praise the name of the Lord. We have presidents sitting here in the name of Jesus. We have governors sitting here in the name of Jesus. God is just taking you through this time to teach you certain things. Perhaps if you have not been going through this time, you will not even give God any attention. Praise the name of the Lord. It's just a time for us to focus. God needs your attention. God needs to walk those things, those walk in all our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say again and again to you, as we read in that Joel 2, it says, be glad. Fear not, but be glad and rejoice. Praise the name of the Lord. And then I'd like to read again the other scripture that we read in Jeremiah. Is that Jeremiah 30 and verse 19. And talks about celebration. Real celebration. Praise the name of the Lord. that will come from you and I. We will dance, we will rejoice. We say, thank you, God. And he says again, he said, and out of them, and out of Concross Chapel, shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry, I will multiply them. They shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. In the mighty name of Jesus, it will end in praises. Shall we rise to our feet? Let's stand up as we begin to thank God, as we begin to pray. Let's begin to thank God for that which we've heard today. Begin to thank God. It's our Thanksgiving service, first Sunday of the month of August. Begin to thank God. Thank God for that which you've heard. Thank God that God will teach you all things. As you read in 1 John 2:27, he will speak to you. You will see things.